mundu kwa chishinga chanezweka na munga ni mishini kwa wate mwana wa ikatana zanda yonche shabu ipile tuwala ikatana kwa ufwana na mtu ndi tuwaya panjanshite tukubesa kwa hati yumu lunda yumu bemba yunika lubali yumu shenga uzi yuanza ndi wanishi.
From the staff, management and board of One Love Radio Zambia, we extend our deepest condolences to the family of His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, 60th Republican President of Zambia and the entire nation. We remember him as a leader of unwavering faith who championed Christian values and prayer. His legacy of service, unity and godliness will continue to inspire. May his soul rest in eternal peace.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Joshua Zimba. The headlines. Zambia set to host the inaugural regional training on uranium. EFZ says Bill 7 must be halted until 2026 elections pass. In international news, where a British soldier is accused of raping a woman in Kenya, and in sports, where a soccer analyst says more needs to be done to resolve issues within FAS. And now, the news in detail. Zambia is set to host the inaugural regional training on uranium exploration and mining in collaboration with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, starting June 9 to the 14th of June 2025. The training will bring together experts from 19 African countries to enhance capacity in uranium exploration and mining practices. Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shawinda Tembo says the program features technical sessions and field visits to Zambia's uranium deposits, aiming to equip participants with skills for advancing exploration campaigns. He says the initiative is part of Zambia's strategy to leverage its nuclear energy, raw materials, and strengthen its nuclear power program. A state funeral in honor of 60th Republican President His Excellency Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu has begun, running until Saturday, 7th June 2025, and government says the body of the late 60th President will arrive in the country with the family on Wednesday, 11th June 2025. Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa revealed that the funeral gathering for the late president will be at Belvedere Lodge along Leopards Hill Road in Kabulonga, Lusaka. He said President Hichilema declared a 7-day period of national mourning in line with the guidelines relating to the former Republican president. The Secretary to Cabinet has since requested members of the public to observe the 7 days of national mourning from 6 hours to 18 hours by postponing or cancelling all entertainment activities while flags shall fly at half-mast. Meanwhile, family lawyer Makebi Zulu announced that the family has proposed to bring the remains of the former president in private, stating that the state will take over the proceedings of the body upon arrival in the country on Wednesday. Mr. Lungu died at a private hospital in South Africa following prolonged illness. In other news now, where Jibu Zambia Chief Operations Manager Pimpa Muti says the company is committed towards providing affordable quality safe drinking water for all Zambians. Speaking at a launch of a new Chalala store, Mr. Muti says the water manufacturing company values the importance of drinking safe water in maintaining good health and hygiene. Ms. Muti, rather, says the company aims to start providing water to selected hospitals across the country as part of its corporate social responsibility to cushion the drinking water challenges faced by patients.
Okay, so as Jib, we know that water is a basic necessity of life, and so we found that that is part of our life. It's one of the benefits to drink safe and safe and affordable water. So as Jib, I wrote a speech.
It's fine, keep going.
Okay, so as Jib, so to address this, of course, we noticed the challenges that we are having in certain areas like Chalala. Is the challenge of accessing drinking, safe drinking water. So we found that, okay, how do we bridge that gap? So that is how come we said, okay, let us to come near to the community and to be closer to the community. That's where they can access safe drinking water, that would open an outlet here. Yes.
So,
meanwhile, Jibu Zambia Corporate Store Manager, Martha Tumbwe, says the launch of the Chalala store is important as it provides business opportunities to the locals as well as job creation for the local community.
Today marks a huge milestone for our company as we expand the number of stores, with the current one opening today in Chalala. The current expansion is important because it creates business opportunities and job opportunities. In terms of business opportunities, we offer wholesale and franchising services for our brand. We urge local businesses and the general public to do business with us.
Moving on now in the news, where social economist Kelvin Chisanga says the Bank of Zambia's decision to maintain 14.5% monetary policy rate is contributing to a decline in inflation driven by fundamental factors. Mr. Chisanga noted that the non-food inflation components are slowing down and the forex market is stabilizing with minimal loss and some appreciation. He attributed the positive trend in reduction in reduced risk factors such as bumper harvest, which he says is complementing efforts to control inflation.
So we see the Bank of Zambia staying course on the monetary policy rate, which is actually standing at 14.5%. Of course, the understanding that the inflation now is having some deduction based on the key fundamental factors. One, on the non-inflation component, we are seeing a serious deceleration, which is actually taking place from there, where even the forex market is anchored within a certain expectation, with some minimal losses, and of course, considering some good elements of appreciation, which we are taking on a large portion. All these are basically showing a very strong attitude toward some of these key elements. So maybe what I would say, in essence, that the inflation right now is having some complementary factor.
Ndola Town Council and Nalolo Town Council, NTC, through the Public Health Unit, in collaboration with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has conducted a joint food safety inspection in Moyo Market to ensure compliance to the Public Health Act. In a statement, Nalolo Council Public Relations